Back to Brian and Susan in the morning.
Starting your day right.
Summertime, I love it.
Mainly sunny, 27 degrees in Kingston today. Currently 21. It's Wednesday. That means Family Matters time. Today, Ben Spadafora, he's National Director for Car Cost Canada, joins us. Hi, Ben.
Hi, good morning. Great to be with you today.
Hey, no problem. We're going to talk, summer driving time, vacations, people heading off, holidays. Who knows where they're driving to, but could be all across the country and hot summer weather and that sort of thing. So we got some tips to help folks out. But we start with where did you come up with these ideas?
Well, no doubt about it. Our customers that talk to us, personal experience. You know, I live in Ontario as well, and have driven across the country as well throughout Ontario, and I'm faced with these things just like everyone else is.
And what are the we're used to winter driving, right? We saw winter driving, but summer driving. There's different things that we need to be concerned with, right?
That's absolutely correct. Many times we always think of winter driving as being tough, but the real summertime driving is where the heat takes a predominant effect on our vehicles, and heat's a destroyer of components. So you have to be really careful down. It's great weather, and we're driving along the highway, but that heat's building up, and it destroys components.
All right, so you've put together some tips from Car Cost Canada about things that we can do, and we'll start maybe at the beginning. And you say set up a severe maintenance schedule. That sounds frightening. What does that mean?
It's not really. Cars are built really, really well these days, but if you are, towing a trailer or a boat, you're in, dusty areas, dirty areas, that sort of thing, you may want to check with your manufacturer's recommendations as far as that's concerned. And all that really means is that you're going to be using different types of viscosity of oils. You're going to be changing those filters a little bit longer. You may have heavy-duty batteries, that sort of thing. So it's not a really scary thing, but, you may want to really consider that because you don't want to be breaking down in the heat of summer, especially in our part of the world where it's not that long.
You say cars plus long drives equals trouble.
It sure does. Again, your guard is down. We recommend that you don't drive any more than 4 continuous hours. Take a break. It's not only a good rest break for all of the passengers and the driver, it's also for your car. You never know what might have happened. And again, you're in a nice air-conditioned car, but your car is getting beaten down by that sun.
All right. Talk about said long weekends aren't just longer. What does that mean?
That means that you have to plan as to where you're going. Other businesses and things along the route that you may be going, they may be closed. There's a long weekend for them as well. So plan ahead. Make sure you have plenty of gas in the tank. That you've checked some of those peripheral things such as the pressure on your tires. Make sure they get the right windshield washer fluid, and be stocked up. Have a little emergency kit. All you need is a hammer, a pair of pliers, some gloves, just to make sure that just in case if you do break down, you'll be looked after.
All right. How about barbecue, not carbecue?
Sure. Again, our guards are down, so you might be in the backyard having a bit of fun, whether alcoholic drinks or non. Again, your guard is down, you're relaxed. So don't necessarily have lots of supplies. You don't want to be running out and having an accident.
I got you. So it's like, hey, everybody's around. You have maybe a couple of drinks. And, we got to go out and get something, and maybe not such a good idea. Get stocked up before, make sure you have a fun time, and then you say keep your car close and your friends closer.
That's right. So, again, you're in that backyard or at the cottage. You may have to run out to do get something, but, don't toss your keys to your friend. Again, your guard's down, you might be relaxed, you're not familiar with the car that you have, the roads that are around. So it's really a good idea just to keep those keys close to you. Again, stock up for the weekend. Try and anticipate as much as possible. Enjoy that weekend with your friends and family.
All right. Let's hope everybody has a safe and happy summer, especially out on the roads and driving. And if they want lots more info on this kind of stuff, they can go to your website, right?
That's right. www.carcostcanada.com, where we can not only help you with these type of tips, but also one should always consider their vehicles, whether it's up to the task of taking you where you want to go. So sometimes a new car is also in the plan. So check us out for that as well.
All right, absolutely. CarCostCanada.com. Appreciate your time this morning, Ben. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.
All right, it's 8:56 nonstop hits for your Wednesday workday.